Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
9 a.m. today, hundreds of car dealers in Ireland will log on to the SEAI system and attempt to register new EVs, the price of which is to be heavily subsidised by the government. The problem is that the demand for this pilot scheme will far exceed the 2,000 cars included in the scheme from the Department of Transport, and many would-be car owners may be left disappointed, especially urban drivers who have been allocated only a third of these cars. So what happens now? Brian Cook is the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, or SEAMI, and is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Joe.
So remind us what this new EV subsidy scheme is.
Yeah, well, firstly, it's a pilot scheme, and I think it's important to highlight that it's a pilot scheme. There's 10 million euro of funding, which is 5,000 euro per car, which is 2,000 deals. And in addition to the 5,000 euro, you also get the standard SEA grant of 3,500 euro. So as you highlighted there, it splits 65% rural and 35% urban. The urban areas being Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford. Although not all those counties, obviously, are fully urban. There will be some rural areas. It's for cars. You can scrap a car that's from 2013 or older than that. There's about 700,000 of those cars on the Irish roads. And so it will definitely, it'll generate extra EV sales. It will also remove some of the oldest higher emitting cars from the fleet. So as I say, the gun starts at 9 a.m. this morning. There'll probably be 300-350 dealers logging on to the SAAI website. And I think, in fairness to the SAAI, they've kept the dealers updated over the last few weeks. They had a big seminar a couple of weeks ago, and they've updated their system to allow this to happen. And hopefully we won't have too many teething problems. But, you know, with IT, you never know.
Yes, indeed. And as you say, it's a pilot scheme. There are 2,000 cars available. It is at a very juicy subsidised rate. So a lot of people will have applied for vehicles. And we don't know, and you've already alluded to that, whether the system might crash this morning when you get 300 dealers registering potentially thousands of bids to buy cars. How will those cars be allocated, assuming there's only 2,000 cars going to be sold?
Well, my understanding is it is on first come, first served.
It's definitely going to crash then, isn't it, Brian?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an IT expert, but fingers crossed. But look, in any event, they will all be exhausted up today. We've polled our members. We've done a couple of surveys. We expect there's nearer to 3,000 potential deals than 2,000. So there are customers that will be disappointed.
Potentially thousands, won't there?
Yeah, no, I'd say we have, we're probably looking in the region of 1,000 that will be disappointed. We would hope that, maybe the government could see, it's not just the minister's decision, it's the government could see that they could provide some additional extra funding. I think they're extending the fuel excise duty reliefs, it looks out, for at least another couple of months. This will cost a lot less money. To get 3,000 deals, they'd only need to find an extra 5 million euro. But I think, we can focus on the negatives, but this is a really good deal for consumers. It highlights the importance and the benefit of incentives. It shows there's an appetite for EVs out there if the right incentive schemes are in place. We've sold 20,000 EVs this year. We sold just over 23,000 last year. So with the help of the scrappage scheme, in the next 10 days, we're going to surpass last year's. And the important thing is the government have their own climate action targets. And we need to support the market beyond what the natural market will be. This scheme has already proved to be successful. And we would hope that there will be a wider scheme. And the pilot is not just on the funding, it's actually also on the systems. So we would hope that there will be more funding, there will be more time to have systems in place, and there will be a wider scheme in 2027.
I see the ESB is hiking charges for public EV charging to make it almost as expensive as charging a full tank of fuel.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's not good news. I think it highlights... it highlights the difficulties for those people who cannot charge at home. If you charge at home, you would probably save on average €1,000 per year in fuel costs. So actually charging at home is hugely economic for households. Public charging, we need to do better than that. I know there are plans in place, but with planning and all that, it can be a bit slow. But we need more public charging, and there are a number of people offering public charging. So the more public charging that is out there, the more competitive that potentially could be. But that's it. That's not good news for the vast majority of EV drivers. Very little of their charging is done on the public system.
Okay, Brian, thanks very much for joining us today. This is Brian Cook, the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, or SEMI.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.